Welcome back. It's Unsportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, the 1620 The Zone mobile app, and 1620 The Zone TV. Nick Grimm doing everything behind the scenes today. Nick, how's that going for you?
It's going.
All right.
Can the people see what I'm doing right
now?
They can. Yeah, so Happer,
not at the table, Carlos.
He's not doing that, thankfully. What's going on here? What happened?
All right, so during the break, everybody's friendly here in Vegas. That's what they always say about Vegas, right?
Yes,
it's a very friendly place.
Absolutely.
Gentleman came up and said something inappropriate.
He certainly did.
And said, you guys are talking a lot.
Yes,
and
we
are. And so you look real thirsty and delivered us this frozen daiquiri of some sort.
Mm.
It is good. Josh is not drinking.
I've cut out the booze,
and
which
guess
is a
what?
Horrible idea right
it's
before this
perfect.
Trip.
Perfect. There's two straws, me and Nick, like little, you know.
Oh, you should take. Oh, I don't have my phone with me. Very sad. It's charging behind me.
And so we're gonna work on this before it melts.
Wow. Well, thanks to that man for doing
thanks
that.
Thanks to that guy.
Thank he was you, and his wife.
He was like, what are you doing? And we're like, we're doing some radio in Omaha.
Yeah, and he, what did he say?
And he goes, Omaha,
home of
Warren Buffett,
the prophet.
Warren Buffett.
I believe that's the Oracle.
Oracle of Omaha. But I guess we'll take the Prophet of Omaha as well. But yes,
now we're well known around these parts. This is
we're the Omaha Boys.
Yeah, we're the Omaha Boys. Apparently, there's going to be several other radio shows surrounding us tomorrow.
Yes, even podcasts.
Even a podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a crossover with the college basketball guys.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, do you guys want to talk some football? Spring ball's going on right now, boys.
Any takes on Dylan?
Yeah, what's going on? He throws it really pretty. Have
what
you seen
are your
this?
Opening day takes?
Yeah, have
there
you seen
go.
This? Have you heard about this? So, yeah, thank you to that man, and thank you to anyone who wants to just bring us stuff. We're not going to say no. I mean,
facts.
If there's alcohol in it, I'm going to say no, but we're not going to say no
yes.
to.
We're
not
we
say
will
no
collectively
to,
as a table
someone
say
wants
yes.
to bring us, like, a ribeye. I'll take the ribeye.
I don't want a ribeye right
not,
now.
They dropped it off at, like, 4:05
it's
right after the grub.
Weather.
If they,
it's not ribeye weather.
You try eating a ribeye in this.
They should, you know
I
what
mean,
they,
I wouldn't want to eat a ribeye outside.
They
I
should
agree.
Drop it off, and the internal temperature is like 94, and then it just sits on the table and heats up to 120.
That's some good. Speaking of that, we'll get to sports in a moment, I promise. We had burgers. We talked about this earlier.
Burgers.
So she asked us what the temperature, but she didn't ask us what we wanted. She just says medium well, okay. And I didn't really feel like saying no, so I was just like, yeah, that's fine with me. You asked for medium. Young Nick Grimm asked for medium rare.
On a burger.
I've never seen this nor heard about
that. That is a bit wild card, Nick.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a wild card move.
Yeah.
So what
Would
happened
you like to explain
was
yourself?
I panicked. She asked me.
You panicked?
Oh, that doesn't happen
very
often.
I heard Happer say medium. I'm like, oh, medium sounds good. And then medium rare just came out.
Yeah, because then she brought. I missed this when he ordered it, but when she brought the food over, she was like, oh, you mean no tomatoes. Medium rare, and I was like, medium rare?
Yeah.
I hope you're okay.
I'm okay for now.
I wonder what the people think about that. Like, we could do a poll question.
Poll
even.
Question? All right, I'll put it up.
Maybe we could even commandeer the Happer Show Twitter account. I have access to this.
What's the question?
Do you order a burger medium rare?
The answer should be no.
Okay.
I didn't mean to.
Nick, why do you get so nervous?
Make sure you note, though, like it's a burger and not
a
steak.
Right. Because I overthink, Josh.
Yeah.
I overthink and I shut down.
Have you ever ordered a burger medium rare?
Or do you or yeah.
All right. Do you. I'll say do you. Do but you order a burger medium rare?
Shout out to that guy and his wife. And we're just now drinking this this silly little drink.
It's a silly little daiquiri.
It's a silly little daiquiri. You want some more, Nick?
I would love some. Which,
here, you hold on to it
which
for a
one's
while.
Mine?
You're on the right there.
Awesome.
Straw.
We are here at the Circa Resort and Casino having an absolute blast hanging out at the stadium swim as well.
Josh, do you love basketball? Do you even like basketball?
I love basketball.
We got to dig into this
okay,
a little
bit. Okay, let's do it. Ask me some questions.
We got to dig into this a little bit. You've kind of made fun of me for my diving headfirst, like into this 3-foot, 6-inch pool.
Don't do that, Happer. It says no diving.
Of basketball.
See, that's how I feel with college basketball. No diving. I don't want to dive into
it. So you're going more toe in the water or like in relation to the pool of college basketball.
Oh, so is this the whole pool?
Where is your body? Is it where we are right now, which is not really, you know, it's several feet away from the pool? Is it in the pool entirely? Is it submerged?
All right, I'm going to see if I can do this because we are here College basketball for people is pleasure, right? It's something they do as leisure.
Yes.
I watch college basketball for work. I am here for work. This pool is for work.
This pool is for work.
So this is how I approach it. During the commercial, I might go dip my toes in the water, which is what I do with college basketball.
Okay.
I dip my toes in the Nebraska and Creighton waters for work. And then when that's done, I quickly get out and I dry myself off and I open up a nice book. And then, but March Madness.
And then you
arrived,
dive headfirst into the book.
Then I, oh yeah, into yeah. That book. If that water was a book, yeah.
I'm especially diving, if it's a cannibalism book,
I'm
you're
diving.
Like, oh yum.
No, I'm out on the cannibalism, Nick. I think that this is a very apt metaphor for how I approach college basketball on a daily basis.
There is six pools of college basketball
and I'm
here.
I'm dry right
and
now.
And you're dry.
I'm dry right now.
I'm trying to get wet.
You are. You're not trying. You are.
I'm drenched.
You're like this. Just. Moseying your way around.
Can you see these guys? Yeah. These shirtless guys in the pool?
They're having a great time. That's you.
That's me.
Hebert, that is you.
All the time.
Chilling. Look at that. Scratching your ear. I mean, this is you. You're just like, this is the life.
Yeah.
So many people right now, the world is their oyster. The pool is their oyster. And that's you with college basketball.
Yeah.
I'm sad that I'm not like you because – from the moment the season starts in November until now, like, every night there's something to do.
Yeah.
I always feel that way about baseball fans. Every night you go home.
Baseball.
You got something to do if you want.
You don't have to love it every night. You don't have to be in the pool every night. Some nights you stay away from the pool. You don't – that's
you
okay.
You stay away from the pool sometimes?
Occasionally I'll stay away from the pool.
Interesting.
Do you ever just have the pool in the background?
Sometimes the pool is just around. It's nice to be near the pool.
You did ask a question, though, and I've actually interrogated myself on this question because you asked it and nobody else has. Do I like basketball?
Yes.
The answer is yes, I do like basketball.
But you just referred to it as work, like this pool.
Yeah. Well, the pool. We're having a hard job today. Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is about it. I do think that the college basketball product as a whole is worse today than it was when I was a kid.
Now, what about the tournament?
Yeah, see, but how much?
Wow, I've never heard anybody react that way to the
tournament. I said this to a friend last week. I was just like, it's fine.
Oh, my.
I know. Something's wrong with me.
Yeah, that is really weird.
I don't know what's going on.
To me, that's sports at its peak,
yeah.
Right? There's 75 games going on at once. You don't know what's going to happen. There's all these different stories. It's located all around the country. And it's
the
also
games in the East are the latest ones.
Right. It's also like a tradition as well.
Yes.
So it combines this like old school way we think about sports, and it's not completely been untouched by the hands of time,
yeah.
has the basketball tournament. But generally, you know what to expect on that first Thursday, Friday of the NCAA tournament.
So, okay, two things off of that. One, if I'm not really engaging with the product throughout the year, outside of the local teams, I know none of the storylines, right? Like, so I'm going in. I mean, the storylines that I know going into this one are like, obviously Houston's really good. Obviously UConn is really good. I know what's going on locally. Carolina and Duke seem fine. You know, it's like I know, but I don't know the, like when I was a kid, like the Adam Morrison year, for example, Adam Morrison, J.J. Redick, like going into that tournament, I knew a lot about a ton of teams.
Yeah.
A ton of teams. So I think that plays a part in it too. The other thing is I haven't thought that this tournament's been very good so far. It hasn't been. Have we had any buzzer beaters? No buzzer beaters, if I remember right.
We had one to send it into overtime.
One to send it into overtime. Thank you. That's true.
And we've had a couple near misses. But.
Yeah, and then obviously the Creighton Oregon game was spectacular.
So are you saying
I do like basketball?
Are you saying that the emergence of the local teams, most prominently Creighton, has maybe taken away from your general college basketball viewing? Because I think that's how a lot of people look at it. They're like, "Wow, I remember these good old days with North Carolina and
Duke."
Oh,
I see what you mean. Okay.
And these like epic basketball teams, and when the North Carolina Duke game was such a big game, and KU and they were involved in all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
Now that Creighton is almost like borderline a part of that, or if not a part of that, and you have to kind of pay attention to them all the time.
No.
Like, maybe does it make all the other things kind of drift off
no,
into the sun?
And I don't want to be old man yells at cloud about this because it's not like when I was growing up that college basketball was like it was in the 80s. But I do think that the changeover with teams and rosters from year to year to year. And look, college basketball, again, going back to my youth, college basketball has always had the one-and-done nature to it. And now a lot of players are, you know, obviously coming out of other countries, and so they don't even play college basketball, or they're going to the G League. And so Like, I do like stories that are told over multiple years. To go back to Creighton, I mean, I know them very well. Obviously, part of that is because of the job. But there is a story to be told with this year's Creighton team. There was a story to be told with the Doug McDermott, Ethan Rogge, Grant Gibbs Creighton teams as well. And I think that that was very important. Nationally, and maybe this is my ignorance speaking, are there those stories that still exist with the players themselves? Or is it just like, I hate Duke, so I'll still root against Duke, or I hate Coach K, so I'll still root against Coach K? Doesn't seem like it's that way with the players like it was even when I was a kid. And yeah, I feel like I was at the back end of that.
Maybe not. I mean, the most of the lottery picks are not playing college basketball.
100%.
And so that does take away a little bit of it. Not really for me, because I still care about it for, like, the programs and the kind of traditions and the general feel of it all. Like, maybe, I mean, obviously we could start here. Like, a big part of my argument was I just think that basketball is a better sport than football.
I just
like basketball more.
Yeah.
I like the feeling of it. I like the tight, packed
in. You like the intimacy of it.
Indoor, you know, and that whole thing and the kind of warmth of it. Like, I love that. So I don't know, maybe the players has something to do with it, but for me, it doesn't really change my enjoyment of this tournament. That's for sure. Well, would it be more fun if a guy like Zion Williamson was in it? I mean, sure,
you know,
sure. But yeah, I mean, maybe we're just in a run right now where, like, the best player in college basketball is Zach Edey and nobody thinks really highly of him as a professional.
And you know what? That is a great counter argument to my point of, like, no one stays together anymore. Meanwhile, one of the reasons that a lot of people are down on Purdue is because we have seen this story with them. Oh, they're the one seed. And obviously they've gone farther this year than they did last year. But that's a great counterpoint versus what I was just saying. I do feel, to go back to Old Man Yells at Cloud, one of the things that I find very annoying with college football discussions is, like, people complain all the time about the transfer portal affecting it negatively, and yet I then use that same argument with hoops. And so it's like, I do think that that is very unfair of me. I do think the product itself does affect my enjoyment level. And look, I'm not even going to pretend like I watch a ton of NBA anymore either, though. But
right.
But and I think a lot of that over the years has, you know, turned into the load management and the lack of just guys sitting out for extended periods of time.
It's interesting, too, like, just the way that individual sports at the college level sort of get consumed by the public as well. Like, I feel like in basketball, since there are so many conferences, and especially that we have our allegiances separated, at least in Omaha, a little bit between Creighton and Nebraska, both of those fan bases can kind of live in their own world. But even in those worlds, they get they're in the bubble of the Big Ten. Nebraska's in the bubble of the Big Ten, and it becomes its own little family, right? And then Creighton is in its own little bubble, and it's in the Big East. I think that's awesome, and I like having my toe in the water of both of those pools.
It's what I used to love about college football.
In college football, we don't talk about it nationally, and we talk about it as it pertains to the playoff now.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. That is, I don't know if it's off-putting for me, but I just prefer the other way better. I prefer kind of caring about a specific corner of the sport deeply, rather than here's the general overarching conversation about the sport.
See, that's interesting, because for me, one of the draws of college football is being able to care about the whole thing, the whole hog, as they call it on Split Zone Duo, that I can, it's not just dipping my toes in some waters, it's like I can take in the entire sport as a whole. But I will agree with you on this. I miss the old college football of regionality, where it's like, you could turn on a game and be like, that's a Pac-12 game.
Yes.
You know, you turn on a game, oh, that's a Big 12 game. You turn on a game, that's an SEC game. We have lost that. And I think we're going to continue. I mean, Oregon and Washington and USC and UCLA are Big Ten teams now. Like, we're going to lose a lot of that type of stuff.
It sucks. And basketball is is another loser in that category, too, because they just go along with whatever football does.
100%.
I don't know. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and maybe it's a very simple explanation. Just,
ooh, like?
You think the football
is
the best.
I'm very much a kind of normal white guy in America. I love football the most. It's like, oh, cool, another one of those.
What does that make me?
I think you're a bit of a hipster. You're a sports hipster. You remind me of Dirk Chatelain. Dirk Chatelain is a basketball guy, too.
Yeah.
Dirk is someone who is like...
Me and Dirk like the NBA, watching the NBA playoffs at midnight.
Hell
me,
yeah.
Me, Dirk, and like Sam are like the only people watching the NBA playoffs in May at like midnight.
Yeah, because I'm asleep. It's past my bedtime.
I'm watching whatever's on there.
Dirk has always been one of those, why are we talking about football right now? Let's talk about basketball right now.
I think there's a balance that is better off if we achieve. You know, I've mentioned this a lot on my show.
It's been good.
I have really appreciated not diving into the specific details of spring football over the last couple weeks here while the basketball teams have emerged. And then, of course, we've had, you know, the Trev thing. But like, it's been refreshing. And I think it's healthy for the program, too, to be honest with you. Just like
I do too.
Go off and take care of your business for a little while, and we'll talk to you sooner rather than later. Obviously, we're going to spend the whole summer talking about it, but, you know.
For the record, I am with you. I think it's been really nice. It's been not to, like, pull away because I still think about them and I still read about them. That's the thing. Mitch Sherman's still writing about the football team.
Yeah.
Sam McEwen's still writing about them. Michael Bruns, Brian Christopherson, like, everyone's still writing about them. But, like, in terms of us talking about them, it has really gone way down.
Yeah, I mean.
So are we the only people that aren't talking about them a whole lot?
I don't know. We are. I mean, it's in Omaha. So, like, obviously we have the Creighton part, which, like, if you're in Lincoln.
Yeah, they're not talking
about
them.
You just don't care at all.
They're just talking about Nebraska.
They're just talking about spring football right now and what's Nebraska doing in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
For basketball.
Yeah, that's a topic I would rather not discuss.
That certainly does not interest me.
No, certainly not. By the way, we've gotten a lot of responses. One hoops one before we get to the burger discussion.
Oh, good.
John writes, I can't stand basketball. I haven't watched a game including the tournament in well over a decade, and this year will be no different. There's nothing wrong with you. Wow, so he just hates basketball.
Yeah.
See, I like basketball. I called 10 Creighton women's basketball games this year. Had a lovely time. A few of them were like... really, really, really great games. Most of them were good. A couple of them were blowouts. But I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But how much is that just because I was there courtside watching a basketball game? And it's like it's a lot more fun to enjoy it from that perspective.
Yeah, it certainly does help. I was thinking about that as it pertained to that Creighton-Oregon game over the weekend. Like, I came away from that needing a cigarette. You know, like, I was emotionally exhausted after the game. And my immediate takeaway, along with, you know, John and Nick's after the game, was too, like, that was maybe the best Creighton basketball game that we've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
Is that how other people took it in? I don't know. I felt that way because I could feel the tenseness coming off of the pores of the people that were standing on the court 6 feet in front of me. I don't know if that was the case for people that were watching.
And that
on
goes
television.
Back to what you said earlier about the intimacy, right?
Now, yeah.
Also, I mean, you also had a great vantage point of, you know, you were sitting at the table and here's the guys in the pool. And that was, you know, there's Baylor Shireman right there in front of us.
That's
right
him.
Now. I mean, essentially, that's what it was for you.
Yeah. And by the way, you know the people.
Yeah.
And you can get familiar with their stories if you want to, and the access is easier. It's just it just feels like it's less, I don't know, like cumbersome of a sport, and I like it. Football is heavy.
Too cumbersome?
Football is too cumbersome.
It does have the...
Full question, is football too cumbersome?
It does have... Every game has like this.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what's going to happen?
And maybe that's just my baseball mindset, like... I don't know. I'll tell people every game, like, I'm telling Nebraska fans, Nebraska basketball fans throughout the entire season, like, hey, you're good.
Yeah, you're
good.
Fine.
Teams lose games.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's the way it goes.
But they have a football mindset.
Right.
They definitely do.
And so I just have a different approach to all that stuff. But yeah, it's I love this time of year. I'm very excited to watch the games tomorrow.
Joel says this man wasn't a big enough star for you, and it's what's his bucket from
Josh.
Oakland.
Golkey?
Yeah, he wasn't a big enough star for me. I did laugh. That was one of those games that I watched and laughed every time Kentucky
hit. Made 10 out of 20-some threes.
That's pretty funny.
He shot 20-some threes by himself.
That's a superstar. Speaking of superstar, Nick Grimm. So we talked about his burger earlier.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people are, like, worried about Nick's...
Oh, my gut.
But help. Colin in White Plains writes, I always get my burger medium rare, and I've seen others... do so as well quite often. You are a heathen if you get a burger medium or more cooked.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say heathen.
Heathen.
It's probably responsible.
Oh, sorry, you are a heathen. I was tracking down the...
Yeah. If you get your burger medium or more cooked, you're a heathen.
Oh.
This isn't steak. I could not disagree with
that. Yeah, once
that
again, we're talking about burgers.
No, you're not supposed to
but
get ground beef not cooked.
This person says that Colin in White Plains says that they always get their burger medium rare.
Medium rare?
Yeah, that's not how I roll.
Feels like a little over. I don't know.
You good?
Nick, yeah, that was speaking of cumbersome, that's a bit cumbersome.
Cumbersome.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, Jimmy Allen wanted to know, what did we think of the burgers?
Oh.
The burgers were good, but you got to, once again, I want to use the word cumbersome again, but I appreciate a little balance, you know? So I don't think everything needs to be the biggest thing. It's too big. It was too big.
It is very big.
It was too big. It was very good. It was too big. I couldn't get my mouth around it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very, very nice.
Take that drop with the house music behind us.
Peter, mark that.
Yeah. It was very tasty. I liked that they had all the sauces at the table for us.
That was good.
I lamented to myself mentally, I should have ordered buffalo sauce. And then I came back and the table had buffalo sauce and Bang Bang sauce, which I actually used more than the buffalo sauce.
That was my first time having Bang Bang.
What is Bang Bang?
I've made it before.
It's just like a Chipotle mayo type of deal?
Song by Ariana Grande.
Bang Bang recipe.
Nice.
All right, so Bang Bang. When I think of Bang Bang sauce, I think of shrimp. So it's mayonnaise, Thai chili sauce, sriracha, and rice vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
It was very good.
It's tight, man. It's very, very good.
Sick.
Yeah.
Very tight.
Rad.
Radical.
Very, very tight.
All
the waters are here.
Oh, thank you very much. Look at all that ice.
We'll take them, Oscar. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Do you want to switch out the other jug?
Yeah.
We are here at Stadium Swim at the Circa Resort and Casino with this massive big screen in front of us. All of the tight money line splits.
Mm.
We can see them from here.
They're so tight.
We have the tennis. We still haven't figured out where this tennis is happening, but it is somewhere not in America, we think.
They seem
that
sweaty.
That guy is so sweaty.
Seem sweaty and white.
Where's Longi Solar?
Itau, I think.
It's just a sponsor.
Paris?
I think.
No, I don't think that's just the Olympics. Maybe they're in Paris.
Where is it hot in the world right now besides Las Vegas, Nevada?
That's a great point. It's a great point.
Is it still hot in Australia?
Probably. Crikey. Probably.
Now, Australia, they play on clay, right?
They do.
I think it might be Miami.
Oh,
Miami.
Miami.
Samsonite, I was way off. I
guess it is hot in Miami.
That's not absolute. I just looked up the ATP Tour, and it says they're in the Miami Open currently.
The APT Tour?
Might be the ATP.
Is that what it says on there?
Yeah. Good job, Peter. Look at Peter Krenzer off the top.
This is
rope.
Why I'm here. I'm here for you guys.
Thank you, Peter, man.
Peter, man.
I appreciate that.
All right, we have Steve Sipple to come in about 25 minutes. I know he would disagree immensely with your basketball take. You should throw it his way and see what he thinks.
He would. I could convince – I have a good rapport with Sipple. I can convince him of some things.
Okay, well, let's see what we can convince him of. He joins us in a little bit. Also, do continue to send in your dumb debates questions. We have Happer in for dumb debates today, and Nick behind us.
Hello.
And Peter.
I'm ready to debate in a dumb way.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of debating, and it's going to be dumb, that's for sure. More to come, and it's on Sportsmanlike Conduct live from Circa Resort and Casino in sunny Las Vegas here on 1620 The Zone.